Father Loblock consults the demon frog.
Then what's the demon frog
doing? It does nothing, and he thinks it's okay.
So he steps out.
So he steps out with it.
The towering wave propels you with terrifying speed towards the distant cavern wall.
That's good.
Let's ahead, go. Through the sea of towering white caps and the debris of falling boulders, you spy the mouth of a narrow cave.
You guys have been away for 3 years, training, studying, doing whatever it is that you do.
I've been waiting for 2 years.
3 years, okay.
I was done a year and a half ago.
3 years.
I spent the last year and a half getting my familiar.
You guys decided before you left and went your separate ways after the last adventure that you would meet back at your village in 3 years to sort of come back together and try to figure out what this whole map thing was about.
Okay.
Okay. So you guys...
But someone already found it.
The map?
Whatever the map led to.
They don't have the map.
But you could still stumble on something.
No, probably not where that map's going to go. If I know Rick.
All right.
Last time we had raping vines.
Or if they did, they might not have survived. Children raping vines,
yes.
Eric.
Vines that went into children that would then rape you.
Yeah. And so. Then they were like raping a dead dwarf.
Yeah.
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 It's terrible.
Man, you should
Why'd you create this stuff?
You should wait till we start playing some of the horror games. Right. It's gonna be choice. But no. So you guys all find your way back and you receive a hero's welcome.
Yay!
Obviously you're the biggest thing that ever happened to this village. Right?
Best thing.
So the best rooms in the crappy inn, the best food from the crappy farms.
I had better food than my
Can I tell my story, or do we go around the table and do that?
We're almost there. So you guys come back to the village, and it's just as you remember it, which is sort of a bad thing. In that, you've changed so much, and it hasn't changed at all. And just sort of being here brings back that sort of sense of claustrophobia. Like it's going to trap you here again or something. So you don't want to be here any longer than you have to.
Okay.
Everything's as you remember. Claudette's pregnant again.
Again?
Again.
This is like the eighth time.
Who's that?
Claudette.
Yeah.
She's
What,
weren't two of them yours?
Did the Doom Screamer guy survive and is he still around?
Doom?
Doom! Yeah, Doom! That guy, is he still around?
Mad Murdoch.
If you ask in town, people will say that they've like seen him in the woods when they've been out deer hunting and stuff.
And they just hear Doom.
Doom.
Even though we defeated the Doom,
well, maybe came back.
There's always more Doom, Eric. You guys are back. You're at the Watering Hole, which is the village tavern. And you have sort of a table together. This is the first time you've seen each other in 3 years. So, go ahead and tell each other your tales.
Well, I brought my own water because I exclusively drink swamp water now.
Swamp water?
Mm-hmm. You're immune to that?
Yeah, it's where my god resides.
In
or
the
at
swamp?
Least, yeah, all
the
god
just lives in the swamp?
He doesn't live there.
It's where your god shits and fishes, too.
I feel close. Yeah, I don't know, that's fine. I feel closest to him there, so I spend a lot of time my time in the swamps.
Does he have a temple?
You'd be surprised at stuff you can find in the swamp.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah.
Is there like a temple in the swamp? Like a water temple?
I don't want to say right now.
Oh.
That's for whenever... You gotta earn that information.
Earn the water temple? I don't want to go to the water temple.
Well, you wouldn't last very well there. Like I said.
Here you go, boys. Best ale in the house.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm good. Yeah.
Is my bee riding?
So we've been
flying around with me? This is Beedro. He's my friend.
You should probably leave him outside.
Why? He's
because we don't serve their kind here.
He's not... He's
Enjoy
not,
it!
He's not thirsty.
People are freaking out.
He's really loud. He's giant.
I tap my shoulder. He just lands on my shoulder.
Is he dead?
He just chills there looking at you.
It's fun.
With his 100 eyes.
Oh.
My god eats things like
I grab a...
with his giant tongue.
What do wasps eat? They eat a cracker?
Oh, I know.
they don't eat crackers.
Wasps like stab and eat things, don't they?
They have like crackers.
They don't stab crackers, of course, but like, I don't know what's in this bar that I can, like... Like,
flour spores.
As long as there's some sausage.
I want him to eat a piece of meat. Like, grab like a piece of meat. Like, feed him a piece of meat.
I love a good cured meat.
He's just chilling on my shoulder eating this piece of meat.
Salted meat, probably.
As long as it's not. Well, cured, should I have a shoulder?
Yep.
As long as it's not
You've
those
got...
hot dog things in the can.
Yeah, sausages?
Those aren't cured.
Good. Yeah, they're not
cured.
You've got the best they've got. Like, the tavern is full, and everyone is sort of glancing at you and, like, talking and whispering and. The innkeeper's trying to keep him away because he knows you guys want some privacy.
Good.
See, the thing is,
we're heroes. I can keep it.
Yeah.
No.
We are heroes, but the thing is like, because I was the scribe from town. I was a former priest. I had switched my religion to the new demon frog god.
Yeah.
The thing is, I get a lot of weird looks because a lot of rumors around. I do spend a lot of time in the swamp and I find a lot of things in there.
You smell it.
A lot of people throw their dead bodies in there, the ones they want to keep away. And I always find them, and the rumor is I'm doing something really weird with them. Like, really weird. And people are like, what the hell is this guy doing with dead bodies? This is kind of creepy. Right?
So what are you doing with those?
I mean, I don't think, I don't want to tell anybody because I don't want to know the truth of what I do with these dead bodies.
So it's better for them to just think that you're doing other things with these dead bodies?
It's more advantageous to me for them to think that I'm doing weird things with these dead bodies.
Yeah. So it's basically the thing like necrophilia things there? Well, would you
I let the rumors go so people don't know what I'm really doing with them.
It's a thing like, would you prefer everybody thinks that you slept with the office slut or that you're stealing from supplies. The company?
Yeah. Yeah. They can think whatever they want. That's what I'm going to say. I'm getting a lot of weird looks because of it. Hmm. This guy used to be our scribe. Now he's doing weird things with dead bodies. I don't know if I like it, but... Yeah.
This guy's name is going to be Beezy.
Beezy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's better than Beedra.
Like Pam Beezy?
Huh? No, but if he ever gets captured, we can free Beezy.
Yeah.
So, Raven or Sting, is there anything you want to talk about your...
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess we're giving some kind of a... What we've been doing the past 3 years?
Yeah. I mean, this is the first time we've
seen drinking swamp water and...
I've been doing a lot of
things. He's been drinking swamp water and...
But you're just not going to tell us.
I don't think that you need to know right now. I'm untrustworthy about... I love gaining knowledge. I'm untrustworthy about giving the knowledge.
You just went on a big adventure with us. We saved you, had each other's backs.
Yeah, it was 3 years ago. A lot of shit happened.
Yeah, he's chaotic now.
But, I mean, happy to reminisce about that. Like, if you hear people talking about it in the village, like, it's gotten blown even more out of proportion than it actually was, kind of thing. Like, you know.
Thing is,
celebrities.
They're statues of you.
So you're fucking Howard. What's his name?
Hang on a second.
Howard Hughes?
Yeah. Between him just eating in my ear.
Yeah. And then kind of was like, hey,
you need to complain what I put in your mouth.
I didn't complain about that.
You could. My mouth was full.
No, I won't. I'm fine with it.
So, what you got? What you been doing?
Okay, well, I use my newfound wealth and status to romance my childhood youth. Everything was great at first. We bought a lot of land, hired servants, farmed. We actually opened up a bakery in town that she managed and provided a lot of jobs for people. Mm-hmm. But eventually, things started falling apart because my character, my need and craving, desire for adventure overwhelmed me. So I started drinking heavily and delved into a life of crime with a former life of crime with my criminal but loyal friends of my youth. Eventually it tore us apart. So I moved off. I moved into the far corner of the land. She lives in the mansion by herself, runs everything, the bakery. We've been estranged for a year and a half. And, you know, now that this is kind of my opportunity to redeem myself. And that's, you know, so I'm extra excited for this journey because I need something like that in my life. Because just playing house and running this bakery and, you know, wasn't enough. That's kind of part of it. I kind of wanted a way to, like, you know what, I want some of that money too, but I think story-wise it'd be cooler if I imagine my character, I guess like my dad, or kind of how I am. Like, people who I've had in my life are important to me. Like, you know, I've never asked for anything back from these people. Or if I'm financially binding with them for something, I'll continue to hold up my end of the bargain, even if we don't talk anymore. So I can imagine, like, yeah, you keep the house, you keep everything. And I'm just a strange living in this little cottage.
Is she still your wife?
I wasn't sure if we were married or anything. I don't think we're married yet.
Okay.
Okay, you know what? Yeah, she is my wife. We've just been estranged.
Okay. What's her name?
Alexis.
Okay. Sexy Alexis.
Did you ever train during these 3 years?
What?
Did you ever train during these 3 years?
I thought you were going to say, did you edit it all these 3 years?
He said he went off and like joined like a criminal gang.
Oh, so he trained with like criminal crowds and that kind of stuff? Okay.
I ran with a rough crowd when I was younger, but I got out of it.
Yeah.
And you went back to it.
Yeah.
And now you're back out of it?
No, he's still in it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Drinking heavily with these guys. while she runs all the legitimate stuff.
I just went to a library and I learned to read and spent a year and a half trying
learned to read.
So I had to learn how to use spells, okay?
Yeah, fair enough.
Then I spent a year and a half trying to find a familiar.
So you're a third grade level now.
It was a ritual I found that I could summon and get a familiar and bind it to me, and it took so long to find what I needed and find the correct animal and everything. And now I got it. That's my journey. Well, out in the wilderness, hunting, surviving.
Sting?
That's why I have all this health. I
build my stamina. And as part of your 3 years, so you guys were whatever your occupation was before, right?
I was a trapper.
Yeah, so that sort of gives you your base skill set. Anything that you can reasonably convince me that, like, a trapper would be good at, you get to roll a d20. Otherwise, it's a d10.
Okay.
Okay? But over your 3 years, you also get, like, another occupation, right? So yours would be, like, you know...
Scribe
or seer or something like that. Yours would be, like, thief or ruffian or something like that, right?
Okay.
So...
I would say with my character... I used to be a scribe so that I could, you know, record information down for others.
Right.
But since I started growing closer to the you know, the chaotic god that I serve, I find that I still absorb information, but I'm a lot more wary about sharing it with others because I've gone through such a sacrifice to gain it. Now I'm really secretive about it.
So yours could be like, you know, herbalist because maybe you've been
doing
a lot of mushrooms or something.
Sounds like it.
Whatever it is you decide.
It's really fucking paranoid.
Write that down in addition to your other occupation.
Yeah.
The special gas that only the dead give off that he's been utilizing to get high.
Sting, what you got?
I will say one thing, I guess, because it would probably be good for us all to know at the beginning. Like, see, I did have my brother. He was my twin brother, but he had died in the first thing, you know? I did take his body back with us as we left because he was still on the ship when we were leaving. From his body... From his bones, I've carved and I amalgamized a new demon frog idol.
Nice.
And once I started doing that, I realized that when I find these bodies out in the swamp, I would do the same thing to their bodies. So I've been collecting these
bones,
ivory-like bone
idols.
And I find that the different the person it is, the different things that happen whenever I use these idols.
And that kind of goes into... something I was going to get into once Calvin does his thing, but before I forget. So you guys should have like one or a number of short-time goals as your characters and a long-time goal. So the long-time goal is whatever is at the other end of this map. Okay? So for you, it could be like being able, your god grants you the ability to bring people back to life.
Yeah.
So you could bring your brother back to life, right? Or it could be vast amounts of treasure so that you could like found a city or whatever. You know, it could be...
magic missile.
Mystical knowledge, right? Whatever you want, just think about it. You don't have to tell me what it is now, but it should be achievable wherever this map leads you.
Looking for the great scroll.
Right? And then past that, you can have other goals that are more short-term goals or something like that. But that's sort of what you should be thinking of. This is why I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Calvin, what have you been doing?
My first year, I did a lot of thieving, mostly to survive. After the adventure, had a lot of gold left over. Got into some gambling. Used up all my money. Had to start stealing to survive, and got quite good at it. Had a few friends that were very down on the luck as well. Got them... involved in bigger heists and train them up and such like that. And then we were approached by a man who wanted us to start doing other kinds of jobs for him while disguising them as burglaries. We started killing on contract. We got to choose our jobs. It wasn't a strictly... just drop off a rough painting of a face and a place and a bag of gold and we would do it. We got to pick and choose.
They were going to say bag of weed.
That's him.
Yeah.
His mushroom. He's a psychedelic.
Well, people can think that.
So I, in one of the distant cities of the kingdom, I started a thieves guild that has a more nefarious, more secretive side. Now I'm here.
You'll live it up. Why are you coming here?
Then we said we meet here.
Yeah.
We're a pack, guys.
Shit.
So if you guys want to discuss with each other, like, what it is that you hope is on the other end of this map, you can, or you can keep it secret to yourselves. While you're thinking about that, though, each of you should have, in your 3 years, come across either a clue or heard of someone or met someone that you think could maybe decipher this map.
In my travels and whatnot, I spent a lot of time looking for books and scrolls of magic, and I did find this book that I thought was related. Because didn't it have, like, words of, what was on it? I forget.
Dwarven.
Dwarven? It was a dwarven book I found on my journey that reminded me of the book. So I brought that with us, too, to maybe help decipher anything that could help out.
Did you read it?
I tried. I don't believe I know dwarven, so I kind of stumbled through, but it reminded me of the map. But I was pretty sure one of these guys spoke dwarven. Weren't one of you guys a dwarf?
No.
Did all the dwarves die?
All the dwarves died.
Damn!
Does anyone speak dwarven? Just because you're not a dwarf doesn't mean you don't speak.
I didn't learn any new languages because my intelligence was terrible. What are you guys doing?
I'm trying to buy one of my cookies.
Don't worry, good deal.
Okay, so that's his. Does anyone else have one that they want to share?
Yeah, actually, you guys got
to
stop.
Just get it done so that we can move on with all our stuff.
Okay, I've spent a lot of time in the swamp, found a lot of bodies. One of the bodies I found, and it reminded me of this map that we had found in the ziggurat, right?
Ziggurat?
Yeah. Was actually the body of a map maker, a surveyor. I could tell because he had a lot of scrolls on him. They had uncompleted maps that he was trying to do. You know, he was trying to chart my swamp. So you
killed him.
No, I did not kill him. I actually don't kill a lot of people. But mostly I find things, okay, that are in the swamp. Because people think that they can just throw a body in the swamp and it's gone.
Dead people.
Yes. So I've collected a lot of bones from these bodies. And I find that when I fashion and I carve away at these bones and turn them into these little idols, I can use those idols with my cleric magic to get some of the attributes from the original body. So I think that with the idol that I made from this guy's body, I can use to help give me some clairvoyance with this map that we have.
I think I misheard you. You say you boned a lot of these dead bodies?
I did not. Oh. I said that I take the bones out of these bodies.
Oh!
And I fashion them.
He deboned. Yes. Okay, you deboned.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, if a warrior, I find him, I take the bones out of his body, right? And I fashion this into a thing, and then I can use that attribute of that idol.
Sometimes, you know, it's like
to
that
try to make myself more powerful in a certain
fight. A little bit more strength to have that to help
you. Okay. Cool. do you have... You have four spells. Wasn't one of them like...
One of them is I can look into the future.
Let's roll that, actually.
Second sight.
Yep. Can you roll that for me? D20 plus your spell modifier, which should be on your sheet, but is personality plus one.
Which is personality?
Right there. I think it's going to be down here, your spell check.
D20 plus one.
Plus one. Okay.
Okay.
So roll it.
Dom was like, I think it's on your head. I'm like, a lot of it.
Seven?
Yeah, seven is the plus one.
Okay, what is that on your spell sheet? There should be a range of things.
Okay. 1 to 11. Failure.
Okay. So, you can't glean anything from it, but you can try again tomorrow.
Okay.
Do you guys have any leads that you came up with?
Well, story-wise, I thought it would be cool if I somehow found a way for my estranged wife, like, she would have a way, like, her family, they're intertwined. He said it was dwarves or elves. They had some kind of connection.
Is your wife a dwarf?
No. That's what we know.
Okay.
But they had some kind of a connection. Not there's anything wrong with that.
Some kind of a connection to...
Like, her family has some kind of connection to a dwarf
mob
tribe. They live in tribes.
They live in mountains.
You could have found like an artifact while you were farming.
Okay. So
the idea was like I'm a stranger though.
How about your wife was part of like a merchant family, and they did a lot of trading with dwarves.
Yeah,
something like that.
Well, I thought it was something personal, like a friend of a family. or like a servant, like a dwarf servant that they had.
Okay.
She grew up with that she was friends with.
Okay.
Okay. That maybe sold itself into slavery, became a servant of the family, then earned its freedom, and kept in touch with my wife through letters.
And a dwarven slave.
Okay.
So she's from a rich family.
Wow. You?
One of my marks was denoted by a strange symbol on the back of his right arm. And I was instructed to kill this man.
You sound like you're an Alcoholics Anonymous right now.
I was instructed to kill this man. And when I did so, I found the mark on my own arm, as if it had been carved there. And it is the same mark now, I realize, as the one on the corner of the map.
Okay. Alright, cool. So, which lead do you guys want to follow?
I want this thing off.
Well, we already tried the idol then, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't give us any good right now.
Today, we can try again tomorrow.
What does Shane's give us?
I'm not talking to that woman.
Alright. Okay, I guess so we'll use my book.
Well, I mean, I think the idea is, like, I feel like I need to earn my honor back, but I imagine maybe, like, there comes a point in a story where you guys convince me you have to talk to her. You know what I mean? Or you gotta send her a letter.
I mean...
Send her a letter.
Let's do that now, then.
No! I'm kidding! I'm coming with the narrative here.
Let's come up with the narrative while you send her a letter.
Let's try to figure out what my book has something.
We got fucking air. Let's do that first.
We have it now.
Roll an intelligence modifier.
You don't have to do... What is that, D20?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, you're a wizard.
I don't have any intelligence modifiers.
You're a wizard.
19.
Ooh. Okay.
Plus nothing.
Pretty good, though.
Let's keep going.
Do you speak lawful?
Do I speak lawful?
Yeah.
That's my alignment.
Do you have alignment as a language?
No.
Your language is your...
Just common? Okay.
Yeah.
I
didn't know lawful was a language, so I was confused. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay. So
your alignment is your language.
You don't understand everything that the passage at the front of the book says. It's like engraved on the back of the cover.
Mm-hmm.
You see the word Selenos?
Selenos.
Okay.
Okay.
And it looks like that this came from some sort of library.
Yeah, of the library.
Right,
a different library?
Yeah. So maybe there is someone or more clues there. It's possible.
Selenos. Do I recognize that as like a city or anything? Or?
Selenos.
I just, that's the name or word I can kind of make out.
So, you know, the fact that you've been searching for these libraries is that there's an island of Selenos.
Okay.
Run by monks. And that there's this great library there. Think like Library of Alexander kind of thing.
I've always wanted to be there. I've never gone there.
It's an island, so you'd have to find a ship.
Yeah, a boat, basically.
We gotta be careful taking Shane with us there, though.
And you guys got a boat?
Why? I'm island people. I'm actually half Filipino.
No, you and your ruffians always talk about burning libraries all the time.
Oh, by the way, I had this lucky sign... Fortunate date. I don't know what that is, but that was there.
I actually thought about that too, but
so
I had no idea what you were talking about.
If you had a luck modifier, you would apply it to your magic missile attack rolls. You don't have it. Okay.
I don't have magic missile.
So,
okay.
You've sort of have a clue from that one. So you can try and, like, find a captain that might know where that is, or a map maker, or someone.
Is it middle day or end of day, or?
It's whenever you want it to be.
I would say we could journey out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say it's like afternoon.
But before we leave the town,
try my spell.
Try your thing again.
Check the weather.
Because the idol just kind of grants me a certain, like, especially if I use it for some kind of future event thing. Usually, this gives me some kind of like idea of something, some kind of random thought.
Okay.
And I can usually use it as a clue.
Are there any like medieval meteorologists or anything?
Some wizards are. You've heard are able to control the weather.
Mad Murdoch is a meteorologist. You can go ask him.
Is he?
Doom!
And like,
he did predict that.
Farmers and sailors are pretty good at predicting the weather.
Yeah, there's almanacs and such.
That's a good point. Well, how I've been farming for... I've been basically farming for...
Books are very rare. It would take a monk like a whole year to make a book.
Like a spoken woman, I guess.
Definitely. So do you want to try that spell again, Eric?
Yeah, is this the next day?
Yeah.
We slept. So I get d20 plus one.
Plus one.
Two. Damn.
So disapproval from your god.
Damn it, Eric.
That's just on him, right?
Your god does not like you.
Doesn't fuck us over, does it?
I mean, it does when he dies.
That's not good. We're selling that plate armor now.
Fuck, I should have given him.
Should have did my...
I always, like, shake it and then drop it in.
I don't think it matters.
Didn't get a one, not a one.
Yeah.
Made a difference.
Okay. It's a... You know, a light disapproval, if you will.
A light
disapproval. So...
It's diet disapproval.
We'll roll 1d4 for every point on the spell check. For example, if you rolled a natural 1, roll 1d4. 1d4.
Roll 1d4, Eric.
You disapprove of diets.
It was a 1, though. It was 2, because I have a plus 1 modifier.
You rolled
right?
A 1, though.
Okay, so that's...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a d4?
D4.
1.
You must atone for your sins. You must do nothing but utter chants and incantations for the next 10 minutes, starting as soon as you are able.
Okay. I do so.
Go start doing that.
Okay. Right. I can do that while walking, can I?
Yeah.
I can do nothing but.
Nothing but utter chants and incantations.
So we gotta wait for this? Bowing and kneeling,
yep.
And
let's go try
beseeching.
To find out where we can get a boat. Do anyone know where we can get a boat?
A boat?
Let's go talk to the innkeeper.
I'll meet you
probably,
guys down at the harbor.
We run this place.
Well, I don't know.
Fucking, we have high status and all this money.
I don't know
this...
if there's a harbor here, but we can talk to the innkeeper about boats,
yeah.
Maybe, right?
Sure.
See if he can lead us.
Well,
just come back and get
these past 3 years.
Yeah. I got shit I gotta do.
Meet us down in the bar. Okay?
Right. These past 3 years, with my higher status and money, all the jobs I've provided, put me in pretty good standing with the king. In fact, he's invited me hunting with him a couple of times. I could go ask him if we can... If we can acquire a ship from him.
Is there a king? This is a really small village.
There's no king here.
Might be like a governor.
Definitely not. There's like a local lord.
Yeah.
If you will.
King.
Do you have favor of the king from the greater kingdom, maybe?
Yeah. Shane's over here like, no one made more jobs than me.
Yeah. The best
oh
ever.
My gosh.
Ask anyone.
No one's better friends with the king than me.
But they all say it. You know that in.
So what we're going to do, right? We'll send him a raise.
Well, I was going to go talk to the innkeeper, but...
Yeah, we'll send
if we're on another route of something.
Why don't we send a raven to the king? See what he's...
Do you have a raven?
Ah!
Do you have a raven?
You're not getting any more cookies.
You need a raven, and you'd have to have met the king.
Yeah.
I have met the king.
Probably not.
I have, though.
You can't say that you have.
I am
the game master.
I think
the king fucking loves me.
I think he's delusional. We're under the delusion.
Give him a mushroom.
This is why his wife left him.
He doesn't even have a farm.
She lit me. I left.
That's why she gets the house.
That's what you said.
All right. Let's talk to this innkeeper and
okay.
See if he can point in the direction of a boat.
All right. So you talk to the innkeeper or to the governor.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah. Well, maybe the innkeeper points us to the governor. We can talk to the governor.
Okay. So you make your way to the governor. the great town heroes. Welcome. Welcome. Thank you for the visit. I am honored that you have come back.
Are you
here to stay?
Sadly, we are not.
It's most disappointing.
We have something else that requires our attention, and that's actually what brings us here.
I see.
We're trying.
Is there something I could be of help with?
Well, we're trying to find transport. We need a ship.
A ship? Oh, I see. Not like a barge or a raft, but like for the ocean. Have you seen the ocean?
One of the greater seas.
There are more than one?
Indeed.
Yes, there is.
Oh, wow.
So I've read in books.
I see.
You have no real knowledge. I read it in a book once.
I've never seen the sea myself. I imagine it's quite some distance from here. Perhaps you would be best talking to one of the caravans that travel through town. Maybe they've been somewhere that might have seen the ocean.
Alright.
Ribbit.
He's over there croaking.
We're doing.
He's still back here like.
Rhubarb bananas.
Flies.
Is that actually loud enough?
Probably been 10 minutes.
I don't know.
We can put subtitles.
Yeah.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, thank you for your time then. We will talk to the caravanners.
Is that not all? Will you not have a drink and tell me of your tales?
We've been doing that all night. Where were you?
I've been busy governing.
Well, good job. This is a nice, fine place you have here.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I worked very hard.
Flies and shit everywhere. The salsa's been out fucking forever.
9:58, 9:59.
Next time
and
we,
10.
When we return, we'll be sure to have a drink.
Very good, very good.
Place could be better with more frogs, just say.
Yes, of course. Yeah. More frogs.
Yeah.
Like frogs?
I don't have very good luck where there's not a lot of frogs.
Jimmy, more frogs.
Like statue frogs or just frogs?
Didn't keep it no, just a weird
the
look.
More frogs that are around, the generally better at things seem to be for me.
Really? Maybe yeah. You can roll higher if there's more
That's
frogs.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly what I was saying.
Alright, well thank you, Governor. We will see you next time we come back.
More frogs!
So after, doing your prayer.
Yeah.
Okay. The skull frog.
Mm-hmm. My idol?
Yes.
Yeah.
The
one I have, the map maker?
Yes.
Or, okay, because I got a couple.
Yeah.
It's been a bag. I've been finding bog bodies.
He was dwarven. And, it's sort of, it doesn't speak to you, but it shows you images of a mountain pass.
Mountain pass.
A dwarven outpost.
Okay.
And ghost of dwarves that walk along with live dwarves.
And the number 3.
And it gives you a sense of direction of, like, north.
Am I able to recognize this mountain if I look around? Or is it, like, nothing I've seen yet?
You would have...
Is there a mountain on the map?
If you've been... Have you been, like, traveling? You've been in the area,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
Like, traveling, yeah. Wide berth.
There's a lot of different swamps around the place I gotta travel to each of.
You know of a mountain to the north that's probably 2 weeks on foot.
And I recognize this mountain.
It looks... Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I just had a flash for my dwarven bone... idol.
You're like
okay?
A chuck moment.
And I understand that you guys don't understand this, but I feel like we need to go to this. Does this mountain have a name?
Mount Doom. Yes. It does.
Doom, yeah.
Mount Marston.
The Forge Peaks.
The Forge Peaks. So there's this mountain called the Forge Peaks. Looks kind of like two mountains, but it's really just one mountain.
So it's like Kilimanjaro. Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit. A little bit. There are a lot of dwarven activity there, though. So we can go there and ask them about this map.
Are they nice there?
It depends if you're nice to them. They're respectful. I mean, they're kind of... I've hung out with them a little bit. They're not too bad.
Do they like frogs?
They don't love frogs, but they also don't really consider them to be pests, so they kind of keep them around. I have a lot of luck there.
A lot of luck.
Yeah.
Okay. Well... Travel there and say 2 weeks.
Well, it's gonna be 2 weeks on foot. We can maybe try to find that caravan he was talking
maybe
about.
They're gonna be going north.
If you talk to the caravan, he will tell you that though he himself has never been to the sea, he knows that a sea lies to the east.
Okay, so there's seas to the east and mountains to the north.
If there's any swamps around, I'm really quick about getting through.
Okay.
I can usually somehow find a good path through.
Does he know how far east?
Has some shortcuts.
He travels like from here and goes back and forth with like a week's distance. So it's farther than that. He
farther
doesn't know how much farther.
So it could be 2 weeks. So it could be 2 weeks to the sea and 2 weeks to the mountains, or it could be 3 weeks to the sea,
mm-hmm.
2 weeks to the mountains.
I'd rather be
huh?
In the mountains longer than the sea.
You what?
I'd rather be in the mountains longer than the sea.
Be in the mountains longer?
Yeah. Who wants to be?
We're not talking about. We're talking about how long it's gonna take us to get to the mountains.
Not
how long,
not
we're,
how long
be
we're
in the mountains.
There. Okay.
Like the sea is at least a week away. Where the mountains are about 2 weeks away.
If you were able to get some horses, it might be faster.
Maybe the governor has horses.
Wait, doesn't? Does the governor have an eye patch?
Want to try to get horses?
Probably.
Or
a wagon.
He is giving them to us.
He might. We're heroes.
You are heroes.
Or maybe he'll give it to us at a cheap price.
Yeah,
they're very expensive.
Or maybe we have to stay the night, have a drink, and get him to give us horses while we drink with him.
Okay.
And tell him stories that are not true.
We could do that. Butter him up and make him give us horses. And just do one more night.
I think Eric's actually going to butter him up, though.
He's not dead.
So, where are you thinking of going?
I was going to say, I think we should go towards the mountain, because this vision came to me even without me actively trying to seek it.
I vote for the sea, because I don't know about these vision things that he's getting.
Yeah.
And I know that this book at least gave me some real information that I know is towards the sea.
That you just learned in the last couple years how to read, right? I'm supposed to just trust that you...
You just started talking to the frog in the last couple years.
Yeah, and it saved us last time.
Who else talks to frogs?
Your reading didn't do shit.
Everybody reads. I'm trusting my book.
If you, the governor will lend you horses, and he'll ask that they'll be brought back with the caravan. So, like, you and the caravan will go
riding together. They're not going north.
Right. And the caravan just sells the horses up there and then makes a trade route to a different village. Profit.
Maybe.
I mean, we could just tell the caravan. The governor said we could have these horses.
I'm just saying that. I'm just saying that the vision came to me after my 10 minutes of... You know,
could it be a trap, though, because you were not favored?
No.
Maybe this is part of your punishment.
No, it was a reward for my humbleness of accepting my punishment. Because I knew my punishment without even being told.
it's a one. My vote's still for boats, for my book.
What do you think?
Looks like it's up to you two. Mountains versus sea, froggy visions versus books and boats.
Mountain full of dwarven ghosts and dwarves, or the Library of Selenus?
I believe that a source of higher learning would probably be our best option to start out.
You just want to look up that fucking thing when you're...
After all, knowledge is power.
Yeah, what do you think? Fucking libraries.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Okay.
To the library! We need cards.
All right, so...
Chits, I think is what they're called.
Okay, I don't agree with this decision, but I'll go with it because we are all heroes together. However, we do hear frogs in the distance start croaking a little bit louder than normal. I don't think that's a good sign.
We can still go there later.
Okay.
Maybe we will learn about it here.
All right.
Okay, so you get to the sort of in-between trading town without any
issues,
encounters. Or anything. So you're there. Do you send the horses back or do you keep the horses?
Should we convince them to...
How much further?
Yeah, let's try to talk here and see how far the sea's going to be.
So you come into basically a fisherman's village here. They're next to a large lake. You can ask around and talk, and the sea is 1 week's distance to the east.
So by horse or by foot?
By horse.
Okay. So 1 more week.
I say we give...
They tell you that there's a small town called Ottoman's Dock, where ships, port, and sometimes take on passengers.
Interesting.
I mean, we took the horses, we got them for free, we didn't spend any money, we should probably take them back to the caravan.
I say...
Is this the chaotic guy? Wow.
Chaotic when I choose to be.
Okay. I would say we should probably send them back. Maybe we can find other transportation.
I say we give the caravanser an ample amount of gold and a note saying that we had urgent need of them.
How much
that
gold?
That he give the governor.
Dude, you gotta trust the caravan guy to give that back. Give the gold.
True. He could just keep it.
Can we trust that
guy? He could just sell the horses and say he never got the horses. He too.
Yeah.
I don't know how well he trusts the caravan guy. This guy only travels here and there, though, I think, right? Isn't that what it was, right? He only goes two places. So he doesn't have anywhere else to sell it besides here or there.
Certainly the governor would have gotten a receipt from the caravan, sir.
A receipt for
what? I always get a receipt.
A receipt for the horses.
They're free.
But they were in his care.
Okay. So what do you guys want to do? Shane, what do you want to do? I think Eric and I both said that we should give the horse back, since we were given nice leniency to get them.
If it will cause issue, I'm sure.
If you think it'll cause an issue, yeah.
I mean, we
don't want to break our first agreement of the journey.
Burn bridges and have him...
sound awfully lawful for a chaotic guy, I'm just saying.
We come back
and
entire
reason
towns.
I survive in the damn swamp.
All right, so you send them back.
Yeah.
All right, so you're in the small fisherman's village.
Fishermen? There's boats.
Little boats.
fishing boats.
Fishing boats.
Take little boats. Trawlers. Big boats.
Do you want to try and hire yourself one as caravan guards to Ottoman's dock, or do you want to stay around here for a bit?
Would we receive...
Talk to people.
We could probably move faster working with a caravan.
Would we receive ride?
I always say we should talk to people.
And then we would defend. Yeah,
I'm gonna keep my play. I talk to everyone I can.
Do we notice any dwarves in the town?
So you spend some time in the town, get something to eat, maybe find a place for the night or something like that. The innkeeper is dwarven.
Mm-hmm.
He's the first dwarf you encounter.
You want to talk to him? We'd like to talk to him because at least maybe he can translate some of the stuff in your book.
Yeah.
Is the inn busy?
Yeah, it's busy. It smells strongly of fish, as does everything else in the town. It's well lit. There's a young woman playing a flute off in the corner.
What does she look like?
The woman?
Yeah.
She has long brown hair. She's a bit skinnier than most everyone else there. Quite pale. You can't tell the color of her eyes because she closes them when she plays. You can barely hear her song over the talking and gambling and everything else of the inn.
Maybe we should wait until the inn slows down a bit. Bartender might be busy.
He's pretty busy.
Right? Like, we could wait a little bit later into the night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could just sit down and have a drink. Maybe watch people and see what's going on. Maybe we can learn something here if we listen to, like, people talking. And if we wait for things kind of die down so people would go home,
yeah,
it might be a little bit easier to kind of get information from them.
They
like,
serve fish. They serve frog legs here.
Yeah, because I've been to a busy bar before. What?
They serve frog legs?
You
not in the ocean.
Frogs?
I actually do.
So yeah. you need more frogs and you eat frogs. And mm-hmm. you have frog statues.
Yep.
And you worship frogs.
And
but
you pray in croaks.
No. I had to say rivet.
Yes, there's a finest frog legs. There's a swamp.
Right. I'm cool with hanging out for a little bit then. I'm with those.
There's a swamp not 2 miles to the east.
Yeah.
There's this very strange altar there, though, so most people stay away. But Jacob goes and catches frogs. She's quite good at it.
You have a bowl of frog tongue.
Jacob told me about this while I was ordering frogs?
No, the wench did.
The wench did, okay.
Jacob's the one that goes and catches the frogs and brings them to the inn to be cooked. He's looked strange lately, sweating a lot more.
I wouldn't mind going checking out this altar. You guys don't have to come, but we're waiting anyway.
You can go by yourself?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to swamp myself all the time.
Where is this Jacob?
Jacob? Wait. Can I get the frog legs to go?
Of course.
Okay, now, yeah, I'm cool with that.
What are the dwarf?
3 silver pieces.
Hey, 3 silver pieces.
I got
pieces.
That.
Hey,
bitch. I'm on double order.
Pay the winch.
No.
6.
6-1. Yeah, I got 39 silver, so I'm cool with that.
Give her a tip.
No. No.
All right, they're going to spin your food next time.
I'm not gonna be here. I'm not gonna be here next time. What are you talking about?
I'm coming back here.
I didn't want to come here in the first place. I want to go to the mountain.
All right, so he's going off to that. What are the rest of you doing?
I mean, I'm waiting to talk to that dwarf.
Okay.
So where's Jacob?
Time of day is it?
It's evening.
Okay, because I would do better at night anyway.
So it's the busiest time for the bar. Jacob, he had a small house, but he never seems to be in it anymore. We think he spends all his time in the swamp.
He's in the swamp? See, if we go there, I might miss my chance to talk to the dwarf.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, we're going to the one place to learn stuff anyway, maybe.
Do you want to talk to the dwarf? Well, he goes off on his pilgrimage.
Does he look like he's not too... Does he look like he's not busy?
If you have enough money, he's free.
How are we talking about money?
He's not free if we have money.
He's available.
He's got time for you.
He's got time for us.
I'll go talk to the dwarf.
All right. Hey, what do you have?
I want a refill of this.
Very good.
And also, wanted to know if you could give me information on this book, like the cover.
Translate it.
Why are you soiling my bar with books?
We're adventurers sitting here having a good time, eating, enjoying, and
spending money in your
here's
bar.
Here's a few gold pieces for your troubles.
How many gold pieces?
6.
Wow.
Oh, I see.
God damn it. That's a
sapphire.
Lot.
Sapphire.
You know what I mean? Frawlers can give with that?
Mind the bar.
I had 46. It seemed like a nice round number to round me down to 40.
Well, shit.
You see this young dwarven girl bring like a step stool, sort of step up, and now she's at the bar. Hmm. He sort of takes you to a back room.
Do what?
A quieter place at the tavern so you guys can talk.
Okay.
Shit.
Talk. Alright,
I'm
book.
In the swamp. Yes.
What do you want me to do with it?
I can't read the dwarven words.
It's a big book. It's going to take me a while.
Well, can you give me at least a
summary?
The front of the book, the table of contents, and what it says here on the back next to this picture. You can't get that from context, Aaron. I thought you were good at reading pictures.
All right, the book is entitled The Life and Death of Hagamoth the Spellsmith.
Aha! Hagamoth.
You know him too?
He's a good guy, man.
Well, I was half tempted that it was going to be a recipe for, like, dwarven stew or something, knowing the way Rick's fucked with me before. Hagamoth the Spell...
Smith. Spell Smith.
Yeah.
Okay.
That strikes you as strange, because dwarves and magic don't mix.
Hmm. Interesting.
That this is written in dwarven.
This could be very bad.
It was not.
Very good.
So, that's what the front of it says.
It's definitely related to something. What is there like a table of contents or something that kind of summarizes the book in the beginning of like what it's going
to
be about?
I mean, if you want him to read it, he says like he'll read it tonight after like the bar closes.
I think it'd be worth it.
All right.
It's a big book. He's a very well-read man.
If you can give me that time.
He'll start to do it. Right. Okay. He might not finish it.
All right. If you can tell me whatever you can about this book when I come back, I would much appreciate it.
I mean, 6 gold pieces, you better fucking... do it with a song and dance.
yeah, all right. I'll start after last call.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
But he's a dwarf.
That's
why we don't have dwarves in the group.
So with that time passing, have I guess arrived at the altar yet?
Yeah, sure. So you go
and... We're just into the swamp.
Itself. Find this swamp.
We're going to come back, guys.
Okay?
We should probably go make sure...
You hear the soothing sounds of frogs and... Mm-hmm. Dragonflies and things like that.
Yeah.
They seem to take notice of you as you approach.
Yeah.
It is not long before you see the altar. It is indeed an altar to your god.
Mm-hmm.
You see around it some, like, load of candles have been lit. And you see, like, some copper pieces around the base.
Are the candles relatively newly lit, or are they almost to the base?
You see a mixture.
Okay.
As if someone has been tending this recently.
Okay. So, Jacob.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and then he has... what's on the altar?
What's on the altar?
What'd you say? There's candles and what?
Candles and copper.
Copper pieces.
Okay, so...
an offering.
An offering.
I'm gonna tell them, by the way, that we have to come back tomorrow. He should have some more information for us.
Okay.
But I was creeping on him. I was following him without him knowing.
So, was it you still there at the bar?
That's what you do all the time anyways.
Were you still at the bar?
I'm
gonna let you know that I'm gonna go try to make sure that our father cleric friend doesn't get himself killed. So I'm gonna go make sure he's doing alright. So I'm gonna head towards the swamp.
Frog the father.
I don't know what you're gonna do.
So there's some candles and such, but clearly whoever is tending with this doesn't know much about altars.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's in pretty bad disrepair.
Yeah.
You know, it hasn't been tended or worshipped at for probably 100 years or something like that.
Yeah.
Do you want to start like cleaning it up?
Yeah, I would like to start doing that because it needs to be properly maintained to be able to do anything. It's offering just copper on a table if it's not properly sorted out.
Yeah, you need some dead guy gas.
You do so, you start to sort of, you know, clean it off, fix it up.
Yeah.
You notice that there is a demon frog, and it seemed to have at one point had gems stuck in its eyes. Mm. But they've been looted.
They've been looted?
Chicken looters.
Okay. The only person I know that has been here is Jacob. And to take these gems from what I'm assuming this has been here a long time, I mean, did he think leaving copper was gonna make up for that or something? Lighting some candles? You can't just take gems from the frogs.
He's jumping to conclusions. I don't like where this is going.
So do you want to look around? See if you can find this Jacob?
We're gonna talk.
All right,
Jacob.
So you look around and you find like a small tent that he's probably been living in.
Yeah,
he's not here currently. Do you want to wait for him?
No, I move pretty silently in the swamp, and I'm very good in the dark, so I'm gonna actually go check out his camp.
Can you see in the dark?
Yeah.
Okay, so you go in, you go into the camp. You see that he has some, like, some books he found that, when you were looking at the altar, there was, like, a drawer.
Mm-hmm.
It probably came from there. There's sort of, like, ritual guides on, like, how to worship kind of thing.
Yeah.
He probably didn't understand them. It looks like he's, like, trying to take notes or something and try and figure it out kind of thing. You see that there's, like, a jar full of flies that he has.
No, I recognize that. It's fine.
Yeah. A bed mat. You know, there's nothing here for hygiene or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you find.
Just swamp water.
Okay. What do you need? All right. Well, if I don't find anything that I'm assuming that these books and stuff, are they books that I've already seen in the past? Do I recognize a acolyte trying to enter into a faith, or is this stuff that I've never seen before?
You haven't seen these.
I haven't seen these.
No. If you look at them and sort of read them, you see that it speaks of a curse on that altar. Any who should disturb it would be cursed to serve your god, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And also...
Blessed. You're blessed.
Yeah, blessed. And also... something cryptic. It says that this shrine is the beacon to your god, and should its eyes look upon the moon, you will find his home.
Leave comments down below, see how you're liking it. What choices would you have made, and what should we try to see next time? Down in the comments, we'll see it.